I've received some feedback that there is too much pee talk on this podcast, so I'm making you a promise that I'm not going to talk about pee at all on this episode other than this intro segment, where I intend to say pee, 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 pee.
Your Daily Lex.
It occurs to me that I do have one funny side story about pee, but it's not really about pee, so hopefully you'll bear with me. I don't mean to break the promise that I made 12 seconds ago, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. In the play, same time next year, there's a scene where I'm telling Doris a story about my wife and about how she peed on a carpet of a client while laughing at me. It is really hard in a kind of tirade-y sort of monologue to get the word peed out there. You got to hit the P and the D. I know that this particular microphone, I'm at my seating desk right now, my seated desk, which is not ideal for the microphone. I know I'm popping my plosive P's each time I say peed, but to hit the, to get she peed on the carpet, you have to hit both the P and the D pretty clearly, and it's tricky. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I'll get it done. Nobody worry about me or my P. Hours have gone by since I started this episode. I was talking to the wrong side of the microphone. Hours have gone by since I started this episode, and I have another play update that has nothing to do with P, so now I'm going to start keeping the promise. You can't spell promise without P, though, just putting that out there. So I play the piano three times in the show. One time, it's real. It's me playing the song. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. The second time, it's Chopin. I can't play Chopin. Fine. They're going to pipe that one in, and I'm going to fake it. And I'm going to practice faking it really well, because I would like people to be confused about whether it were real or not. But the third time, I'm supposed to be demonstrating the fact that I now play cocktail piano at a singles bar in the Valley. And the director had suggested, hey, what if we do The Girl from Ipanema? And I've been practicing, but I'm not going to be able to do it. I can play the song. It has a samba beat. My two hands are doing very different things at the same time. I can't do it and talk, and I have to. That is to say, you've got to be delivering lines while playing it, and I do not have the piano talent to do that. And I have been practicing, but I have concluded it's not going to happen, and it's a thing to have a tremendous amount of stress over it, which at best I could do okay. And the whole point is, wow, what a great piano player he is in that scene. So I told the director so. He's like, no problem. I had suggested a list of other songs from the 60s. And he's like, if any of those are the easiest, then fine, do that. But otherwise, what about the old standard, Somewhere Over the Rainbow? And I'm like, great, no problem. I can play Somewhere Over the Rainbow and talk and not lose any sleep. So that is a load off. Excuse me. So it's Wednesday. We leave for a week-long vacation on Sunday. And that means we're going a week without rehearsals. I have rehearsal for the show tonight, but then nothing until the Monday or Tuesday after, more than a week from now. So in mid-November, early mid-November. So I'm going to be listening to my lines a lot while we're on the trip, because I want to keep them in my brain. You know, I don't want to lose the progress that I've made, because I definitely could get through big chunks of the show now, and I want to keep that going. My son Liam, who plays piano way better than I do, is getting paid to play piano for one show. He's going to get paid to play in the pit for Miracle on 34th Street, a show that Lauren is doing. I think Liam will actually show up on stage at one moment to play drums in a parade scene, but otherwise they'll be in the pit. And he's playing the pit for no money for a production of Into the Woods, but this way he's getting his resume credit. And he is super stoked about the one he's getting paid for, because he's getting paid something like $350. And boy, to Liam, that is basically the same as saying, hey, we're going to pay you $1 million. When he heard the rate he was going to get paid, he's like, oh, yes, I'll definitely do it. No question. Like, he just thought that was so much money. And man, I love that. That's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. And it's spooky season, right? So I hope you're feeling spooky too. Okay, goodbye.
Lex.